Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters who live down North Philly, out West Philly, South Philly, wherever you live at in the city is cracking down on all of the dirt bikes that you hear in the streets. So when you driving in your when you're driving in your car or your SUV or your truck or whatever, and you have to watch and be careful, extra careful, because some dirt bike rider or four-wheeler is wheeling and weaving out of traffic, so you have to be extra careful to keep from hurting somebody else or getting your shit smacked up. Well, the cops are now, the cops are going to chase those guys down, and they're going to take their vehicles, and they're going to ticket them. It's going to be a hot summer. Because we have grown accustomed to seeing and dealing with the four-wheelers and the dirt bikes, along with the motorcycle riders. Now, the motorcycle riders will still be in full and total, absolute, undisputed effect. But it's going to be different because the motorcyclists, all the clubs and gangs and stuff like that, they rolled with the ATVs, they rolled with the dirt bikes. The dirt bikes and the ATVs were never meant to be on the streets legally, but we wouldn't know it because there didn't seem to be any repercussions. It was to the point where we were thinking, like, dag, if I don't have no license, I could still ride a dirt bike. And you could. You just couldn't park your dirt bike. You could ride your ATV. You just couldn't park your ATV because they was going to come and get it.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. We're going to talk about it a lot more. It's going down this year, baby. It's about to be hot this summer. People ain't hugged in a while. People ain't shook hands in a while. All of that shit is coming back.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Honestly, you might not be ready. I had to think about it myself. I don't know if I'm ready. Because I could see ATV riders and dirt bike riders. I could see them fighting with the cops. Like, you not taking my dirt bike. Yes, we are. Oh, no, the fuck you not. You not taking my shit. I think that there's going to be some issues this summer. There may be different violence. Last year, we had to watch out for looters and rioters in the street. This year, we might have to be watching out for the dirt bike riders and the ATV riders. It's going to be some shit. Because I ain't going to front. If I had a dirt bike or whatever, I paid my money for it. I'm not letting nobody take my shit. But I probably wouldn't ride it on the street. I'm not a motorcycle rider or anything like that. So, you know, there's that. But I'm not sure if I would be, if I'm already riding illegally, you think I'm going to let the cops take my shit like it's just sweet like that? I don't know. And I have a little bit more sense and patience and understanding of the law than a lot of people do. I don't know how this is going to go, but we going to talk about it tonight. Pinky White, thanks for coming on through. Yeah, Cow Table, let me favorita. What's on you? Ah, yeah. How you feeling tonight? I hope you're feeling real good. Hope you're feeling real right. My brother, ASL Jones. What's going on, girl? Can't leave me alone. Robin Mink doing the thing. Yeah, something like a queen for a king. A less swing. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. This is your daily. Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Daily Go Get-Em-ism Show. It's on this Power Monday. It is the 14th of the month. Are we going? We getting through this thing. What's going on, Emily Dunlap in the house? Good to see you. Thanks for coming on out. It's a crazy twice, a crazy JT. Yes, yo. You come through, and I know you give up. Monica Davis, Queen Monica, how you feeling, ma? Thanks for coming on by. So, yeah. That's how it's going down this summer, man. It's about, I don't know about y'all, but I think it's going to be hot. And I don't mean that in no good way. Not this time, baby. I think it's going to be hot. You know what I'm saying? You know, yo, let me know if you ain't ready for it not to be the pandemic yet. Let me know. I mean, you might as well be honest. It's a culture shock. Over the past year, we have gotten used to wearing masks, being suspicious of our fellow citizens out there on the street. We don't know who got that shit. We know that we're just trying to keep from getting it. Now, people running around here feeling like they Superman, Superwoman, because they got the COVID shot. Then you got people like me who say, I ain't getting no COVID shot, but I also ain't getting no goddamn COVID either. By the grace of God, all praise is due to Allah. Yo, Jesus saves. You know how to behave. You know how it go. So, but I really didn't expect for things to get back online in 2021. But that goes to show that you never know what somebody else's plan of action is. Evidently, people in government had a different plan of action for 2021, and they wasn't trying to carry that 2020 energy into this year more than they had to. So, but are you ready? Taking your mask off? Have you been in the stores yet without your mask on? Because you can. You can. You know, you still social distancing, you know what I'm saying? Or you grinding on the person's ass that's in front of you. You getting your ass grinded on in line? You know, are people able to cop a feel off you now? Before they had to give you 6 feet, even though most people was only giving you about two or three. Just keep it a buck. A lot of people was not giving people 6 feet. They was giving them about 2 or 3 feet. They was giving them about this. That's really not significant. They was giving up about that much. But now you won't even have to do that. People who haven't been in no clubs, no bars and nothing like that, you're going to be able to go in there. You ain't got to have your mask on there, taking your mask down, taking a drink, taking your mask down, taking a drink. You ain't got to do that. Getting drunk in the bar again. Going to the club again. Putting on your little club outfit and all of that, going to go get half-ass fly, whatever that means nowadays, because I don't think today's generation know how to get fly. They fly look trashy and gay. You know what I'm saying? I hate to sound like a hater, but today's generation looks either trashy to me or kind of gay, kind of soft, you know what I'm saying? You know? Little skinny suit and shit, yeah, I mean, looking like your balls is on house arrest and shit, you know what I mean? But that's how it's going down. Are you ready? So Crazy Twa says, I ain't ready. I ain't ready for the extra crowds and extra weed smoking. Oh, shit. I feel you on that, though. I do. You ain't ready. We ain't ready. Emily says a cashier was killed and a sheriff was shot today because the cashier asked someone to put a mask on in Decatur. In Decatur. Oh, shit. Wow. Wow. In Decatur. Let me ask you something, Emily. Is Decatur actually Atlanta, or is that outside of Atlanta? I'm under the impression that it's outside of Atlanta. That's why it's called Decatur. College Park. I'm under the impression that College Park is not in Atlanta because it's called College Park. Buckhead. We know that Buckhead is not in Atlanta because that's why it's called Buckhead. Let me know. You know, I mean, we have parts of Philadelphia that aren't, you know, west, you know, any directional sign, like, you know, like not southwest. There is no East Philly. So we have other names for part of Philly, but they are actually in the city. So let me, okay, Decatur is outside. Does anybody live in actual Atlanta who be saying they live in Atlanta? Do people live in Atlanta, like the real Atlanta? Or if you live within 50 miles of Atlanta, then you just saying you live in Atlanta. Because that's, like, what we got? East Point. Is East Point in Atlanta or is it outside of Atlanta? You know what I mean? So if y'all still got heavy crime in y'all burbs, so it's like all of y'all burbs is like Chester and Camden and shit. What y'all doing? What we doing? A little bit of Norristown sprinkled on that. because those are not parts of Philadelphia. They outside of the city. They outside of the city. Outside of the city. But you can catch a murder in those suburbs. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max and chill. Thanks for coming on through. Yo, you know how we do, and I appreciate me some you. All right, let me see what y'all talking about. All right, Carol Chamberlain says, I was just about to say the same thing, son. It's going to be a wild ride this summer. I don't know if we ready, Carol. I don't know. I'm ready to be ready, but I don't know if I'm really ready. I don't know if it's rad. I don't know if I'm rad. I'm not ready to take off my mask. As much as I hate wearing the mask, but I'm like, hold on. Hold on. It just seemed like the thing to do. Like, I ain't trying to catch that shit. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to. All right, for a whole year and some change, I escaped it. I didn't get it. I ain't trying to fuck around and get it now and have motherfuckers be like, see, you should have got the shot, oh. Like, but I don't want that shit. I don't want that pause and all up in my veins. And this, I understand, listen, I'm not getting on nobody about who got the shot. I don't want to get it. A lot of people smoke weed. I don't want to smoke it. You're like, well, how can you equate, how can you compare weed to the shot, though? Well, because a lot of people claim that weed helps them, helps their little medical condition. The medicinal part of the weed, that ain't the THC. But let some niggas tell it. It relaxes me. It relaxes. It cures my anxiety. I'd be like, I would kind of respect it more if you just said, like, yeah, I like to get high, and it does that for me. But hey, make sure that y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share. Let people know that you're here. Yo, please. Share the show. I appreciate that, though. And please subscribe to the channel. Yo, it's hot like flannel. We're going to do this thing. You know you my man, yo. Share the show. Please subscribe to the channel. And please hit that like button. I would appreciate that. Emily says, some do, some don't. And that's why it irks me when people say they're in Atlanta, when actually they're outside Atlanta, and I'm like, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean, I ain't never hear nobody say, yeah, I live outside of Atlanta. They always be like, I'm down in Atlanta, especially if they from up north. I'm like, damn, how they got all this room in Atlanta for all these? Now I get it. You ain't in Atlanta. You all around. That's, you know, they building new, they got new developments and shit. I'm like, Atlanta should be the most, that it should be bigger than New York now. Everybody even sent down that shit. But I ain't know they was lying. I'm going to do that shit with Savannah. I'm be like, yeah, I live in Savannah. Like, you don't have a Savannah zip code. I'm saying, though. Shit, them motherfuckers don't be having Atlanta zip codes. They say they live in Atlanta. Why can't I do it with Savannah? Atlanta, Savannah, Savannah, Banner, Atlanta, 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 Savannah, Savannah, Banner, Atlanta. I'm from Macon. Man, fuck y'all. I'm from Macon, baby. Okay. Carol Chamberlain says, I see the shoulders better. Damn, you just reminded me of that shit. Carol, it's not 100%, but it is better. I still hear this pop. Y'all hear it? I feel it. I don't feel it with that one. This is a loose joint, but it is better. See, I can do this without no problem. Ow. I'm good, though. I'm good. Thanks for thank you. Appreciate it. And so Joe says, too many cameras to be trying to hide. Somebody going to snitch. My man, Magnificent Morocco, my man, my mellow, my man. How you doing, my dude? Carol Chamberlain says, driving today was a beast. more cars out and people who haven't been driving are driving like new drivers. Okay, I ain't gonna front. I didn't miss the traffic. I don't want to see the traffic come through. I'm down for another pandemic grade traffic situation. If I ain't like nothing about the pandemic, I like the fact that it was easy to get from one part of the city to another part of the city or outside of the city. Now, whether you going to Delaware, Jersey, out in the county, it's a mess. It's a mess. Even on the weekends, you know, 76 is the worst road in all of Pennsylvania, probably in the whole United States. And that shit is congested for no reason. At least for reasons you can't see. All right. She also says, not me. I'm still wearing mine. You talking about the mask? I'm still wearing mine and I'm staying my distance. I'm with you. I ain't gonna front though. I hugged a few people. But that's because my hugs are magical and I needed, and people were sick. You know what I mean? I provide a service. You know, I give Omar hugs to the poor, the destitute, and for people who have heart conditions, lung breathing problems, people who have really bad arthritis, and people who have had their feelings hurt. And my hugs have been known to, you know, cure them. And I, yes, that's okay. Yes, I got you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I still didn't get the COVID, so I'm good. I was outside, so I ain't even have my mask on. I'm out here just taking mad chances, yo. I'm just out here, baby. I'm just doing me. I'm just out here. You know what I mean? I'm out here hugging raw. I'm out here hugging raw, man. My bad. Oh, my girl don't find out. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just out here hugging raw. I think, damn, man. Fuck. And so Jones says, stop. You grew up in the 70s with. Hold on. You said shit was that. Hold on. Stop. You grew up in the 70s with the skin tights. Was it stop? You're right about that. But I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I never liked no tight ass jeans, especially in the summertime. It'd be all hot, but I mean, you right. But listen, errors go out for a certain reason, Ansel, and it's some shit that don't need to come back. That's one of them. That's my word. So I you ain't gonna see me in those. No nasty ass skinny jeans, yo. Nasty ass skinny jeans wear, niggas. Okay. Oh, damn. Robbie Mink says, I hate the summer. Give me winter, spring, and fall. That's because you're a winter baby. With that little January, that January energy. I love the summer. I just don't like to see people getting killed in the street and beat up and, you know what I mean, people throwing up from drinking too much liquor. I rode up the Platte yesterday, the Belmont Plateau, and that's how I found out that they was taking dirt bikes. They went up there and just racked up. And you know how they caught motherfuckers? The cops swarmed in there. And was just taking bike after bike after bike. All them four-wheelers, I was like, yo. And I'm looking like, oh, so y'all just going to let them do that? I was only riding through. I needed to take a little ride to clear my mind because, you know, shit in my life wasn't going right. But it is now. I'm going to hug myself. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you, won't. And when I saw him take, I was like, yo, this ain't going to be no good summer. So I Googled it, like, yo, dirt bikes in Philly. And they said they cracking down this year. So they're going to be cracking down on the dirt bikes and the four-wheelers. So when they going to catch motherfuckers while they got their shit parked, and they're going to be chasing them. For a good while, there was a city ordinance where you could not chase them on motorcycles, bikes, dirt bikes, or four-wheelers, because it could cause traffic problems, and you know, somebody could get hurt. And, you know, like, listen, I'd rather just let them get away with riding the things illegally than have them, you know, bang out and killed. If y'all have ever seen anybody get hurt in a motorcycle accident, it's not a pretty thing. It's not a pretty thing. So this year, I wouldn't want to be a cop this year. I wouldn't want to be a cop no year. But this year, not in this city. We shoot cops in this city. Fuck what you heard. I don't know what other people do in their city, but Philly niggas shoot back and shoot first and aim right. Okay. Narcil says, I haven't stopped my monthly subscription of reusable masks yet. I wouldn't listen. Magnificent Morocco says, the shot doesn't guarantee you won't catch COVID. I know, my brother. And that's one of my issues with it. Listen, they ain't studied this shit long enough. Now, maybe if they stopped lying, if they told me, like, listen, we knew this shit was coming, so we had already started developing the vaccine back in 2015. We ain't want to tell you all that shit, but, it's, you know, the shit ready now. I would actually rock with that. Like, y'all knew the pandemic was coming in 2020. We didn't know it was going to be COVID-19, but we knew that there was going to be some type of pandemic coming, because Barack Obama said it. He did say it. Carol says, look at all the accidents that are occurring. Yeah, man. Motherfuckers ain't ready to get back out on that road. And then they done gave out all this stimulus money and all this PUA money, PPP loans. Motherfuckers buying cars. Motherfuckers learning how to drive. It's going It's going to be real L out there. It's going to be too rad. Too rad. Okay, I was talking about some cue the violin music. No, so I don't like to delight in one's misfortunes when they're not at fault. But like, some people shouldn't breed. Some people shouldn't drive. Yep. I understand and I feel you. Magnificent Morocco said, Saturday I passed out about 20 dirt bikes. I passed about 200 dirt bikes riding down Henry Ave, running lights and popping wheelies. Why do they gotta pop wheelies so much, Morocco? I mean, why do you have to wheelie for blocks and blocks? Don't they ever just want to ride? Isn't the fun and the thrill in the ride, or is the thrill in fucking up traffic? I'm wheelieing, so you got to ride behind me. You ain't going to hit me. I'm wheelieing, so you going to ride behind. You got a girl on the back. She holding on to you. You wheelieing. She 8 months pregnant. You don't give a fuck. We doing our thing. Wheelie. I'm wheelieing from Walnut Lane all the way down to Andorra on Henry Ave. I'm wheelieing from Schoolhouse Lane all the way down to Ridge Pike. I'm wheelieing all the way down from Allegheny Ave all the way to Norristown. All the way to 202. You know how we are. You know how we do. Y'all gotta chill. Shout out to you, Magnificent Morocco. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit ain't cool. That shit ain't cool. Okay. Yeah. Now, Carol said, son, they have cops riding dirt bikes. I'm like, yeah. Explain that. Maybe they had to give them dirt bikes so they could, you know, when motherfuckers go off-road where those big-ass bikes, those bikes can't go. I don't know. They, off-road in action? I don't know. Are they trained for that shit? I ain't gonna lie. I always wanted a dirt bike. But I actually wanted to ride it off-road. You know what I mean? You know, when we was little, we watched BMX motocross. Like, damn, they be, yeah, woo, woo, woo. Like, yo, this shit was all that back. You know what I mean? That shit was like a kid's dream. Like, yo, this shit is dope. Robbie Bing says, my friend and one of my ex-coworkers died last Sunday. She has COVID pneumonia. Wow. But she did get her vaccination. And she still died? Or are you saying that one of them died? Oh, your friend and one of them. Hold on. Whoa. You said both of them died. Between the fireworks and those damn ATVs, they're a pain in the ass. Agreed. I can't argue with that. Ansel says, someone explain to me the mass shootings and they won't pass gun restrictions. There's one word that I can give you in three letters. The one word is Republican. And the three letters are GOP, Republican, and GOP, Republican, and GOP, Republican, and GOP. You can keep your guns, but why would you want the bad ones on the street? Yeah, I mean, nobody trying to take your guns away, but y'all going to tell me that you need an AK? How do you need an AK? Like, I need an AK. I need an AR-15. What, for the revolution? Like, you just can't justify those types of firearms. But their whole thing is, if you're going to restrict some of them, you got to restrict all of them. I'm like, well, then there should be an NRA for cars and motorcycles. If you're going to let one motorcycle or one car on the street, then you got to allow all of them. Because that's basically how they're doing it with guns. So, no. No, you should be able to ride your dirt bikes. You should be able to ride your three-wheelers, four-wheelers, anything you want. Anything that got a motor. You should be able to ride it. Why not? Have any of you, this is on topic, off topic. Have any of you ever gone water skiing before? Has anybody within the sound of my voice ever gone water skiing? I know some of y'all have rode the jet skis, but has any of you ever been on water skis? Have you done it? Have you ever done it? The reason I ask is because you can't water ski without getting extremely wet. So you know how on TV they be having people simulating like they water skiing. If that water ain't, if you ain't getting totally fucking showered out there with salty water from the ocean or whatever, then you ain't water skiing. Just a little thing to look for y'all to look for next time you watch somebody that's supposed to be water skiing on TV. I was watching an old video from the 80s from the Go-Go's, you know. Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation has to get away. And it was supposed to be water skiing. And I'm like, well, I haven't water skied myself, but I've sure been this close to it. So I'm like, you can't do it without that. Like, you, that's like trying to ski regular without getting snow on you. It's impossible. Impossible, totally. You have to have upper body strength to do the water skiing. Because you'll fuck around, you know, it could pull your arms out of that shit. If the boat do something crazy, like, take off too fast. That's why the boat is supposed to ease off, you know, so it can pull you instead of, if it pulls off, it will, if you're grabbing him and you have a good grip, it will rip your arms right out of your fucking, you know, shoulders. You'll be a shoulderless child. You got no shoulders. She's shoulderless. Okay. Now, so it says they passed legislation for for $100 incentives for people to get the shot. Yep. Each individual state, they all have their little you talking about you've been water skiing? You've done that before? Interesting. Very, very interesting. If you tell the truth. You lying? Tell the truth. $100 incentives. Yeah, incentives. Bribe. Get this shot. $50,000 lottery. Robbie Mink says it's going to be a big mess this summer. They killing the ATV and the fireworks. The killing, the ATVs, and the fireworks. Cal says, I know you've heard about the ghost guns, right? I haven't. I haven't heard about them. Magnificent Rago says, off topic, but what do the kids that graduated this year not going to college or a job, what does the future have planned for them? Say, you know what? I'll say this, Morocco. I think the same thing that any future of any year has had in store for any of the graduates. You know, there have been cats dropping out of school since forever, and there have been cats that got out of school to try to work or whatever, you know, since whenever. So, you know, some kids are going to have other plans. You know, some people working on a mixtape. Some people gonna go down south and, you know, kick it with their peoples or try to get a job down there. Some people are some people are gonna work without a plan and just hope something comes up. Some people know some people who work in the union, so they gonna work enough to get in the union. Then they're going to start slacking off for the next 30, 40 years. You know what I mean? There it goes. It's a valid question, though. Robbie Mink says, the city is trying to pass a bill that you can't get a gun without having a license. Wow. But they can't be a felon. So you know that the felons are going to get members of their family to get them guns. Carol says, as son, ghost guns are bought online and assembled at home. Funny, they actually work and can kill people. No serial number on the ghost guns? Carol says, some kids will be attending community college. Yeah. You know, like just like every year, not everybody graduates high school with a plan. Some people just maybe like, well, I'm gonna just get a job. My cousin work over here; he can get me. And my mom work out there; she do it for a friend. And my dad, he got some connections over here. And I'm gonna make sure that I get paid this year. I'm working that Family Dollar. I'm working at fast food joint. I'm working at where I'm working at. I'm selling weed. I'm selling a little bit of crack in me. I get high every day, and I turn up the little bit of lean my way. Hey. Yo, sound nice as shit, son. Man, I'm nice. Yeah, some Zannies. Damn, what the fuck? This shit look like a... Yo, son, that shit look like a fucking air farm, eh? Anyway. Where my light at? Yo, Dave, you got my lighter? All right. So what's going on? Cass, that was a son. You doing perks or heroin? Robbie makes that. Omar, you going to sleep? Maybe some pancakes and syrup. I just said. It's like it was 30 years ago when you can spend over 20 years at a job, straight out of high school if you didn't drop out first, yeah. This is good shit. To I said you doing this a little too good. My bad. I grew up around drugs. Give me drugs. She also says that won't stop felons from getting guns. Never have, never will. Felons having guns is one problem. Which amazes me is that they be going after people who are registered gun owners. I'm like, aren't illegal guns the problem? Why are y'all going after registered gun owners? I think it's because they don't really want to solve the problem in the first place. But it's going to be a hot summer this year. Okay, so what we got? We got one more thing on the menu. We got hot guns, ghost guns. We got people who won't have any curfew restrictions or anything like that. And they can go up in the club and motherfuckers are just so happy to be out right now that you know that people aren't going to be on guard the way that they probably should be. It's going to be hot. Remember last year, if we saw somebody having a block party or something like that, we was like, yo, they having a COVID party. Well, now COVID party is not a COVID party because there is no COVID. At least that's the way they acting. No restriction. You're going to be able to go to the Sixers play tonight. They're going to be playing to a packed arena. No masks. Shit, they've been, you know, light with the COVID restrictions down in Atlanta for a minute. Cap says, it's big money in guns, son. NRA is going bankrupt, so there's that. Yeah, that part. Okay, right. So if you guys are confused, imagine my face while I was watching the show on mute while I was on a phone call. Son looked like he was on Heron. I'm not on Heron anymore. I'm not. There's no one on Heron. But yeah, it's going down this summer. Shit is going to be extremely rad. It's going to be too rad. Y'all not really ready for how rad it's going to be. But one thing is for sure. It is going all the way down this year. It is going all the way down. So, I mean, what the guan, man? What the guan? This is something that we're going to have to deal with. Dirt bikes getting taken. dirt bikes on the street. Potential violence against cops for taking dirt bikes and ATVs. Everybody is smoking weed. Of course, not everybody. But that's damn near the way it seems. Everybody smoking the weed. The puff, puff, the puff, puff, the puff, 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 puff. So Kuray says, the ATL never shut down. Texas either. Oh, okay. can you stop looking around? I'm sorry. Okay. So, yeah, no social distancing. Bunch of COVID babies being born. There's a lot of excess fucking going on in the past few months, past year. People laid up. Oh, and the kids are going back to school. This summer, the kids are going back to school. Sure. Can't forget that. Sure. They're going back to school. Hey, Keith. How's it going? Damn, you warm. Fuck. You feel like a temperature. But yeah. So, you know. I mean, technically, and I hadn't really thought about this, but technically, the kids will actually be out for the summer this summer. They wasn't out for the summer. Hey, this is what we're not going to do. You're not going to be scratching the shit out of me this summer. That's what you're not going to do. I mean it. Get out of here. You be wildin'. But yeah. So the kids wasn't really out for the summer last year. They was in for the summer. This year they're gonna be out for the summer. And you know they ready to cut the food. Unrestricted. Robbie Ming says, Omar, where's your colon ream and water so it can keep you awake? You know what? You got chill. You got chill, Robbie Rob. I'm good, though. I'm good. Yes. No power drink today. I actually had to go back and get some ingredients. See, we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers, 8658. Well, let's see what this is about. This is a caller. I don't recognize this number, so I don't see what happens.
Hello.
Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind this evening?
I just want to talk about this nonsense with these ATVs and dirt bikes and stuff. I swear to you, I watched people damn near run into me on those things today. I mean, I was maneuvering my car around to let these idiots go past me. They were damn near running into each other at cross intersections. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. And these poor kids, they failed these kids this year.
Why you say that?
Because most of these kids were not having a lot of computer classes in school. So you're going to sit them at home, and you got parents out here, not all, but quite a few, especially these young hot mamas, that got these kids that school was their babysitter anyway. And now they smacking the kid upside the head. And you better do this. You better do that. And the kids ain't learning because you don't know how to help them learn. So in my opinion, they failed these kids this year.
Yeah. A lot of this homeschooling, or should I say remote classes, was really dependent upon the intervention of the parents to make sure that the child was still not missing a beat when it came to assignments and things like that. And we just found out. We found out the hard way that a lot of these parents ain't on their job. They just weren't. And they're still not. And they're happy that the schools are opening back up because, just like you said, you know, they look at school like a daycare, a babysitting job. Like, you deal with them for 8 hours. I can't deal with their ass the 16 hours that they at home. So I need to be relieved for 8.
You know, I got a niece, and she's ADHD. She has struggled this whole year. My niece has to go to summer school.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for lack of trying, but she has a disability. And she's not the only one. There are probably a lot of kids that have been diagnosed with ADHD and other learning disabilities, and being at home, they weren't getting the help that they needed. You got a teacher doing a Zoom class. That child is not getting that individual attention. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And I'm telling you, these ghost guns cannot be traced. I watched a whole documentary on them yesterday. You buy this crap offline, yes. They show you how to put it together. There are no serial numbers on it. And like I said, they do. And Philadelphia has a high number of ghost guns coming into the city.
Mm.
So it's going to be a hot summer. The hell with hot girl summer. It's just going to be a hot summer.
It is. It's coming from too many different angles. Now, granted, I think every summer that comes through is worse than the one before. You know what I'm saying? But this one it seems different because it's like you're letting everybody out. It's like you're releasing everybody for the summer. You know what I mean?
It's like emptying out the jail.
Yeah.
It's like emptying out the jail. Just open the gates and let them all out. You know, you're letting any and everybody out. You don't care what they did, what they doing, and what they're capable of doing. I mean, it's horrible. I almost had 2 accidents today with those damn ATVs and dirt bikes. I stopped at the stop sign because I'm a, you know, law-abiding driver. And one comes from behind me, the cross street, he don't stop, he's steady going. I got to get out the way of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You seen my car. I don't have a little tiny car that I can maneuver real quick.
Nah, you a big boy. You a big boy rider.
You know, it's like, I'm like, do I just sit here and take this hit, or do I try to avoid it?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. Do you think, a lot of people spent a lot of they COVID money or whatever, PUA money and stuff like that, they spend it inside, a lot of online shopping. Do you think that people are going to be spending more money now that they're going out?
They're going to be spending more money because they're going to be sticking up more people. So they ain't going to be sticking them up and going home and ordering online now.
I wasn't thinking about that. But,
hey,
okay.
You got to look at this from all angles, though. You do.
I see. My bad for not doing that. But I'm thinking that a lot of people have been talking about wanting to go on vacations because, you know, last year, any vacations that you had, a lot of people weren't able to go, you know, cruises and, you know, stuff like that. And this year, they're going to be able to do it. So, you know, there's that money. And then, I don't know, like, and will that be normal like what would have been in 2019 and any time before then, or will it be more severe this year? Will it be extra?
Look, you got flight attendants on a plane, a Delta plane. I watched this on the news today. This flight attendant tried to get into the cockpit. He couldn't get into the cockpit, so he went and sat beside a passenger on the plane and started yelling. He was sitting next to a terrorist. Then he got up and started running up and down the aisles on the plane, got on the loudspeaker and announced that he was sitting next to a terrorist and started giving a call, like the pilots are supposed to call when they're in distress or something. He's on a loudspeaker doing this. The pilot had to ask for the passengers and other crew members to try to subdue this guy. And he worked for Delta. I ain't getting on a damn plane.
Man, I hear that. That's too much.
I'm not. I ain't driving nowhere far, and I'm not flying. Now, they ain't said nothing about the trains yet, but that might be my route to go away if I'm going somewhere. Can you imagine being on a plane with that kind of crap? When they landed, they got this guy off. He had a little bump on his head. He said he was having chest pains, and he had a concussion. So, of course, they took him to the hospital, checked him out, and then they locked his little ass up. Now,
listen,
can you imagine being on a plane like that? The plane was going from Oklahoma. No, they had to stop in Oklahoma. They couldn't even make it all the way to Atlanta. They didn't get in Atlanta till 5:30 this morning because they had to get him off. The plane and everybody on the plane had to disembark. Everybody had to be checked again. You know, come on now. See, these people have lost their damn minds. I'm sorry. They have.
You're right. You're right. You all the way right. I'm going to tell you like this, though. If I'm ever on a plane and they're terrorists on the plane, they like, this plane is going down, you could best believe they going to be dead before we go down. Like, you, we all dying, but you getting it first. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. Oh, shit. Just in case they straighten up the plane before we go down, you ain't going to be here to see it. Really.
But here's the thing. They opened up stuff too soon. It's just wide open now. I can see a gradual opening. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get people acclimated to doing that again. You know, but you just willy-nilly out here. Everybody got something, and people been cooped. They got a lot of shit piled up on them. You know, and it's crazy. And Norris is saying he's looking at Amazon right now. He never knew that the guns were so readily available. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But these ghost guns, the cops is pissed.
The only thing
is, time for nobody.
The only thing is, guns ain't cheap.
Hey, well, Norris, when you get off, tell me what they costing on that Amazon. I might have to invest.
Let me see. Shit, let me find out. I can get a prime gun.
Delivered the next day.
Give me a prime delivery. Like, yo, I can get me a 9mm. Hold on. Give me an 8K in 2 days.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow between 8 and 10.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's crazy. But when I read about this flight attendant on the news, I was done. How you work for the damn airline and you damn near hijacking it? Nora said he see one for $200. That's dirt cheap.
What did he look? Oh, wait a minute. Real guns, pistols for, okay, wait a minute. I'm seeing air pistols. Here we go.
Gotta watch There they go. They on
Smith and Wesson MMP. 43 caliber. No, that's a paintball gun. I ain't talking about that shit. Yeah, I don't see no real guns. Some air rifles and stuff on here, but
probably some pellet guns.
Yeah.
Or BB guns or something
like
that.
Not that you can't fuck somebody up with a BB gun, because you can.
Yes, indeed. You can.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But yeah, all right, so no prime delivery, no gun today. No gun today.
Now, you know they flagged you for searching for that, right? You know the feds is going to be all over you for searching for guns like they do to porn people.
That's okay. I got guns. Yeah, I mean, I'm a registered gun owner. And it's funny we talking about guns, because I was just thinking, like, yo, I need to get my license to carry again. You know what I'm saying? Because if this summer is going to be like this. But the thing is, in Philly, they're not going to approve you to get the damn license until probably the winter time. You know what I'm saying? They're going to kick it like, huh? Yeah, because I live in Philly. But I can go out and I can go out in the county and apply.
Exactly. But here's the other part to that. Do you know that so many murders do happen in the winter? Now, it's hot out here now, right now. But years past, more murders were committed in the winter. And they're committed because there aren't a lot of people out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can walk up on somebody and bust them, and ain't too many people out to see you. But now we got doorbells with cameras and all this stuff. And hopefully they'll catch something.
Yeah, in the wintertime, they'd be like, shh, bow, bow, bow.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
And you're dead.
Nah. Yep. This morning, they said as of over this weekend, the numbers of murders in the city of Philadelphia exceeded the number of murders as far back as 2016-17. We've already reached the numbers that they had in 16 and 17 just over this weekend, pushed it up that high. What do you think it's going to be by the time the winter comes?
If there are more numbers in the wintertime than in the summertime, would the headlines be that we won? We win!
We winning? Yeah, if we winning, all right. The criminals are winning.
Murder rate. We won.
Yeah. We beaten everybody. All the cities.
Yeah. Body bag Philly. Home of the body bag.
They're going to run out of them.
Mm.
They're going to run out of them. That's what's going to happen.
They're like, okay, COVID didn't kill enough of y'all. We're going to finish them off.
We're going to finish them off, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I want you to stop using them pancakes and syrup and them
perks. Some of it is still stuck in my
hair rhyme alone.
Some of it is still stuck in my fat cells. I'll be having flashbacks. I'm good. I'm good. I ain't going back on the wagon. I'm good. But listen,
you can buy ghost guns. Listen, I got to watch this show. My show is coming on. It's a very interesting show. It's called African Americans Many to Cross. It's on PBS. Very informative.
That's what's up. And my DVD man came back online, and he hooked me up with a 3.0, so I'm good. So we both have something to do. That's what's up.
Yep. Look, just stay off the drugs. Say no to drugs.
All right. Okay. I'll hit you later. All right, have a good one.
All right, you too.
That's what I'm talking about. Good stuff, as usual. Good stuff. Great. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious glory. June 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box, Joanne Coy. Happy birthday to you, Joanne. Joanne Coy, and Sheila Cheney, happy birthday to you, and Viola Montgomery, turning 32 years old today, and Uniquely In Tune, turning 53 years old today, and she's raising money for Alzheimer's disease, so, you know, good, you know, donate to people who fight Alzheimer's, and Monique Lowry, turning 49 years old today, and Lonnie D. Nelson, turning 55 years old today, and Lakeisha Brittman, turning 43 years old today, and Haba Adele, turning 33 years old today, and Allegra J. King, happy birthday to you, and Aisha Brown, turning 44 years old. Bow. Yeah, what's up now? And Elaine Daniels, happy birthday to you, and Janie Cookie Johnson. Janie Cookie Johnson, happy birthday to you. And Amber S. Hawkins, my girl, the computer lady, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, yeah, my girl, Tara F. Simmons. Tara Faye Simmons, happy birthday to you. That's my girl. Penn State and proud. We are Penn State. That's what I'm talking about. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious June 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A lockout. Rock on and do the damn lockout. Rock on and do the damn lockout. Rock on and do the damn thing and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings and do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, it's going to be a hot summer, and we ain't talking about the temperature. Most important thing I want y'all to remember is to always take care of yourself. Basically, when you live in a city like we live in, over here in Philly, and wherever you are, respectively, keep your head on the swivel. Make sure that you keep your eyes and your ears open and keep your mind open more than anything else. Something don't look right, don't sound right, ain't acting right, ain't moving right, yo, move right away from it. Everything doesn't have the green light to be in your life. You don't have to accept everything, and you don't have to let your guard down for everything just because it may be related to you or may be friends with somebody that you're friends with. You have to do what's necessary in order to protect you and your family. And most of all, you and your family's sanity. So if you still want to wear your mask this summer, wear it. If you still want to social distance. If you don't want to be in large crowds, don't go. You feel like it's safer to stay in the crib, stay in. Chill up under the AC. And you start to come out when you feel like it's safe. That's what I would do. And I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm not trying. I ain't good with this. I ain't good with this situation yet. Just like the caller was saying, you know, it's like they opened things too fast. They didn't go gradual enough. Well, they kept giving us the warning, but it did seem like they dropped everything. Even with the timeline that they gave us, it just seemed like they just... We got naked too soon. We wasn't ready to get naked. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. I've had a lot of fun tonight, and I hope that y'all did too. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So with the blog talk, we're going to get out of here. And I want to thank y'all for coming through, and that's clear.